said, this is my Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book. So I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. And when you get there, say amen. Matthew chapter 16. We need to turn up our witnessing channel. Start witnessing to more people, to invite them to church. Not just this church, but any church that's teaching the word. People can't use a COVID excuse anymore. It's time to come into the place. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Are you in Matthew chapter 16? Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Matthew 16. It's almost like I'm getting some feedback, and I think it's coming from the house speakers. Matthew 16. When you get there, say amen. Are you all there? I want you to go to verse number 24. And Jesus is talking to the disciples. And he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward, somebody say reward, every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in the kingdom. Amen? Last week we celebrated the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we found out that because of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we have the victory in this world to live a life of abundance. Amen? Amen. And we have the victory in this world over everything that Satan tries to throw against us. And as a result of that victory, we have the opportunity to live a life of abundance. Not just any kind of life, but an abundant life. Amen. But our main reward will come when Jesus comes back. You know, that's when we get the main reward. That's when we'll be able to see the place that he prepared for us. Y'all still with me? Amen. But the question is, will we be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes back? Will we be ready? Because a lot of people might think they are ready, but the question is, are they ready? Are y'all still with me? Well, the answer to that question all depends on what path of life that we find ourselves on. You know, it all depends on what path of life that we find ourselves on. It all depends on if we are on the right path. Are you all still with me? Amen. Because there are two kinds of paths. It's only two, really. You know, we might come up with all kinds of paths, but there's only really two that really, well, there's only one that matters, but there's two because one can get you in a lot of trouble. The first path is called the path of victory. Another name for that path is the path of righteousness. Okay, the path of righteousness. And the other path is called the path of defeat. Another name for that path is the path of raunchiness. Now, I know there's not a word in the dictionary that says raunchiness, but how many of you know I just made one up? Are y'all still with me? Amen. So there's the path of righteousness or the path of victory, and there's the path of raunchiness or the path of defeat. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And see, so whatever path that we find ourselves on when Jesus comes back will determine whether or not we are ready to go back with him. Amen? Now, I know that as Christians, we are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And there's a myth out there that says, once saved, always saved. Well, I'm here to tell you that Pastor Ron has never seen that in the Word of God. And if you know where that verse is at, show it to me. Amen. Because if that were the case, then someone would just get saved. And they say, well, I have the stamp. The Holy Spirit has gave me the seal of approval. And then they go back out in the world and start living like fools. Are y'all still with me? And unfortunately, that's what a lot of people are doing. They've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and now they're right back where they started, lost out in the world. Are y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. So one thing that we must never forget as Christians is that not only are we engaged in a spiritual warfare, we are engaged in a race, okay? I think I mentioned this several months ago. I don't know. I teach so many messages. I don't know one from the other. But we are engaged in a race. And how many of you know in this race, there are no shortcuts to victory? Because people love to try to take shortcuts. There are no shortcuts to victory. And when people try to take shortcuts, they always end up on the wrong path of life. They always end up on the wrong path. Why? Because in many cases, sometimes we think that we are smarter than God. Now, we might not say it, but our actions show otherwise. Amen? They end up on the wrong path. In other words, talking about people who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we end up on the path of defeat instead of the path of victory or of righteousness. Are y'all still with me? Well, Pastor, how will they know? How will I know if I'm on the wrong path? Well, one thing about the path of defeat or the path of righteousness, once again, I know that's not a word, but I made one. Amen. Is that all right? Can I make words? Amen. Thank you, sir. Amen. One thing about the path of righteousness is that there are no lights on that path. It's not lit up. And that when you're on that path of righteousness, you're in darkness. And how many of you know, have you ever found anything in the dark? Have you ever lost something and say, man, I lost my whatever, let me turn off the light so I can find it? Are y'all still with me? So when you're on a path of darkness, we might end up anywhere. We just walking. I remember a song many, many years ago used to be called Slipping in the Darkness. Now, you don't want to go that way. Are y'all still with me? So they'll know it because there is not lit up. There are no lights there. But one thing about the path of victory, one thing about the path of righteousness, that path is well lit up. Are y'all still with me? And the only way to get on the path of victory and stay on that path is that I must follow Jesus. I must follow Jesus because we know that the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And if I follow Jesus, I am on a path that is lit up. Are you all still with me? And if I'm on a path that's lit up, that means that I can see where I'm going. But if I'm on a path of darkness, I can't see, and I might just end up anywhere. Are you all still with me this morning? The only way to get on that path to victory and stay on it. Notice I said stay on it, because sometimes people will get on that path and then they end up veering to the right or to the left, and next thing you know, they all off of the path. But the path to Jesus, the path of victory, always goes straight. There are no turns. It always goes straight. And it will get me to my destination a lot faster than it would if I got on the path of darkness. Are you all still with me? See, once again, we can't take shortcuts. Because when we try to outsmart God and say, well, I know the path go this way, but I think I can, you know how y'all do sometimes, want to make take a shortcut. I think I can go around that way. When we do that, we are getting deeper and deeper into darkness. Are y'all still with me? The only way we can get on the path of light or the path of righteousness or the path of victory is that we must follow Jesus. And Jesus tells us this in this series of scripture. If you're looking for a title for today's message, the title is called The Path of Righteousness. Amen? Now let's go back and look at some of the things that Jesus said here. Because there is a criteria here for following Jesus. Jesus says here, he says, if any man will come after me, let him do what? Deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. In other words, Jesus says the only way that we can stay on that path is that we must get self out of the way. We must deny ourselves, and we must surrender ourselves totally to him. Why? Because the Bible tells us that our bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit anyway. So we have to get ourselves out of the way. Are you all still with me? See, the problem with many people is that they can't get themselves out of the way. I mean, they're in their own way. That's the problem with a lot of people. And when they can't get self out of the way, instead of following Jesus, they are following themselves. They are following their own mind. They are following their own ways. Why? Because they think that they are smarter than God. How many of you know book knowledge don't get it? Doesn't matter how many degrees a person have, that don't cut it. The only way that we can stay on the right path is that we must follow Jesus. Once again, Jesus says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. In other words, if we do not deny ourselves, we cannot follow Jesus. What we are doing, though, we are deceiving our own selves. Are y'all still with me? Amen. We're trying to take shortcuts in life, and we are doing things our way instead of God's way. That's what happened to a lot of Christians. Many people start off on the right path, but as they walk through this lifetime, because they like things similar to what comes out of the microwave, quick things, they get tired and they get off of the path. And as I've already said, we are in a race, and how many of you know it's not a short race? And the reason why I say it's not a short race is because, as Jesus just told us, we don't know when he's coming back. So we have to prepare ourselves for the long run. Now, yes, I know some people might not make it, you know. I mean, the Bible says life is like a vapor. You know, we can be here today and gone tomorrow, but while we are here, we need to prepare ourselves for the long haul. Are you all still with me? Because we do not know when Jesus is coming back, you know. But people want to take shortcuts. Christians, I'm talking about, they want to take shortcuts. They start off right, and then as they move on through this Christian life, they start looking to see how they can get there faster. And they take shortcuts, and they end up getting off the path. Are y'all still with me? We must follow Jesus, and the only way that we can follow Jesus is follow the word. Because, I mean, you know, the Word of God is the roadmap, if you will, to following Jesus. The Word of God is the roadmap to the path of righteousness. The Word of God is the roadmap to the path of victory. And I cannot stay on the path. I cannot follow Jesus without following the Word of God. I must do things God's way instead of my way. Because when I try to do things my way instead of God's way, I'm in my own way. And I'm not denying myself. And I cannot follow Jesus without denying myself. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Once again, when I get off the path, I'm headed into the back where Jesus delivered me from. Back where he called me out of. I'm going right back to that darkness. Why? Because I think my way is better than God's way. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. Look at what Jesus said here again. He said, verse 24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. He says, for whosoever will save his life shall do what? Lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. See, Jesus says here, whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Well, how will they lose it? Because they're on the wrong path and they cannot see where they are going. And once again, it's hard to find something in the dark. And Satan is right there in the darkness waiting on us to get there. Are y'all still with me? You know, the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, once again, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. In other words, he said, whosoever should do things God's way instead of their way, they will have life. Not just any old kind of life, but abundant life. And then he says, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and do what? Lose his own soul. That word soul comes from a Greek word, S-U-C-H-E. It means your mind, your life, yourself. Okay? What would a man profit if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And how many of you know that's the problem right there? Instead of following Jesus, people are trying to gain the world. They want to be recognized by the world. They want to do things that the world does. You know, Christians will say that, you know what we say? We are in the world, but we are not of the world. But they're acting like the world. They're doing the same things that they were doing before they accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. They're choosing the world's way over God's way because they say, in the world, they just seem like they're having so much fun. I mean, I remember I used to do that, and now people want to go back and do what they used to do. The world things. See, they want to live like the world. Well, my friends, they doing this. I'm going with the do it too. Don't you know, as children of God, we have been separated? Set apart? I mean, if God wanted us to continue to live like the world, he would have never sent Jesus to shed his blood on the cross of Calvary to pay for your sins and mine. He would have never sent Jesus. He'd be like, oh, hey, they're having fun. Party over here, party over there. Hey, let them go ahead and deal with the world. But how many of you know, once again, I mentioned it in the praise and worship, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians that there's an adversary who is the small g god of this world, Satan. And a lot of people have reverted back to the world's system. You know the system of cheating, lying, stealing, doing all those things that the world does? They have reverted back to it. In other words, they have instead of denying themselves to follow Jesus, they have denied Jesus to follow the things of the world. And that's a tragedy. I'm talking about Christians. I'm not talking about people who have never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I'm talking about Christians who should be talking to the people who have not accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior and should be witnessing to them. But instead of us doing that, they are witnessing the world things to us, and we're going right back doing the things of the world. How many of you know that that's not denying ourselves? Are y'all still with me? See, a lot of people can't get it straight because they want to be a Christian one day, but they want to be in the world the next day. They want to be a Christian sometimes on Sunday, but act like the world on Monday. They want to be a Christian when they get around fellow Christians, but when they're in the world, they want to act like the sinners. Are y'all still with me? Because they don't want to look as though they are set apart. They want to always be a part of. Want to be a part of the clique. Because if I settle, if they look at me like I'm set apart, they will think, that's how Christians think. I don't want them to think that I think I'm better than they are. It's not about what you think. It's about Jesus. We should be trying to let them see the Jesus in us. We should be trying to let them see that there's a better way, the Christian way. But instead of us trying to let them see a better way, we're trying to please them instead of please God. That's a tragedy. Christians want to have one foot in and one foot out. You know, I remember when I was in elementary school, and we read a story. I know that was a long time ago. Amen. At least we had prayer in school. Amen, amen, amen. And I remember I read this book about this giant, and he was in competition with this little boy. And everything that the giant did, the little boy could do, because the little boy was wise. So the giant said, I know there's something that I can do that you can't do. I can have one foot in one city and one foot in another city, and you can't do it. So the giant had one foot in one city about 50 miles away, and he had one foot in another city, which was 50 miles on the other side. And the giant said, you can't do that, little boy. But how many of you know that the little boy was wise? He had wisdom. And the little boy said, I'm going to show you I can do the same thing. So what the little boy did, he went on the edge of the city. You know where the line where Hawker Heights and Killeen separate? Are y'all still with me this morning? And the little boy put one foot in Hawker Heights and one in Killeen. He said, I told you I could do it, John. What am I trying to get you to see? What I'm trying to get you to see that as Christians, sometimes we have to use wisdom. And the Bible says, if any man lacketh wisdom, let him ask of the Lord, who giveth it liberally. Because wisdom will tell us that the world's way is not the right way. See? Wisdom will tell us that we've been separated and we should not be acting like the world. We should try to convert them into acting like we're acting if we are following Jesus. Are y'all still with me this morning? Wisdom will tell us to not be double-minded. Once again, people can't make their mind up. They want to be a Christian one day in the world, a Christian one day in a world sin the other day. That's another word I just made up. And it does not work. We need to make up our mind what we want to be and who we want to be. You know, in 1 Kings chapter 1, you know, the prophet said, hey, choose you this day. If the Lord be God, choose him. If Baal, choose him. I mean, God has given us a choice. But Christians, we can't have one foot in, well, we can do that in Killeen, okay? But we can't have one foot in the world and have the other foot in the Christian life. That's not work that way. We need to make up our mind. Are you all still with me? Go to James chapter 1. We have to make up our mind. Jesus said, what does it profit if a man gain the whole world and lose his life? What does it profit? Because Jesus is coming back. But the question, once again, is, are we ready to go back with him? Amen, amen, amen. James chapter 1. And when you get there, say amen. James talking to the 12 tribes that are scattered abroad. Look at what he said here. He says here in verse 5. I want to start right there this morning. He says in verse 5, if any of you lack what? Wisdom. Let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given her. In the verses above, James talks about patience. And he tells them to let patience have her perfect work. See, the problem with Christians is that we're not patient enough to wait on Jesus. We're not patient enough. I mean, look at it this way. At least we can wait on him because he died on the cross for us. What if Jesus Christ had not died on the cross for us? What if he had not died for the sins of the world? What if he had not taken his blood to God on our behalf to wash our sins away? Then we wouldn't have anything to wait on but eternal damnation. But Christians get impatient. And when Christians get impatient, they stop focusing on wisdom. I'm not talking about man's wisdom. I'm talking about the wisdom of God. But James reminded the Christians here, he said, if you don't have any wisdom, if you lack wisdom, just ask the Lord. He gives it liberally. In other words, James is saying here, listen, he's not going to hold anything against you. If you just ask him, he'll give it to you. Because God wants us to be wise. He wants us to have wisdom so we would not be fooled by the things of the world. Are y'all still with me? He says, once again in verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. You mean to tell me all I need to do is ask him? That's all you have to do. And then the Bible says, but let him, verse 6, ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and toss. For let that man think that, I'm sorry, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And then in verse 8, he says what? A double-minded man is unstable in a few things. He said a double-minded man is unstable in three-quarters of things. He says a double-minded man, parentheses, woman, is unstable in all his ways. How many of you know that word all means all? If I'm unstable, it's going to affect my whole life. It's going to affect everything. And a lot of Christians in this world are unstable. Look around you. Look at all the empty chairs. And I know we have over 200 some chairs in here, close to 300. And I know COVID is still out there. I got it. But Jesus said that we need to follow him. And the word of God tells us to not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. So I've already said, if you can't follow Jesus, if you can't follow the roadmap to Jesus with the word, if we can't follow the word, we definitely can't follow Jesus. In other words, people have a hard time denying themselves. Self is in the way. And once again, the Bible says that a double-minded man or woman is unstable in all their ways. You know, when I read the word unstable, it reminds me of someone who's drunk. You know, they're going down the street, they're trying to go straight, but they keep going left and keep going right. Because that's, and you know, when the policeman stops someone speeding and want to find out they're drunk, what do he ask them? Let me see you walk this straight line. They're doing all kinds of things. Why? Because they're unstable. I told you the path to victory. Victory is a straight line, a straight path. But a lot of Christians are trying to take shortcuts. Instead of doing what the Word says, they do what they want to do. And when we go against the Word of God, we are denying Jesus, and we are following self. And when we follow self, we are not being led by the Holy Spirit. We are being led by evil spirits. Because anything that goes against God is evil. Are you all still with me? And that's why people end up in the situation they're in. That's why people struggle in life. That's why people go through so much in life, and they can't see their way out. And the reason why they can't see their way out is because they're already in darkness, and you can't see in darkness. But when we stay on the path of righteousness, when we follow Jesus, when we go through situations in life, we will know that God, the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ. We will know that the Holy Spirit would lead us out of this situation. In other words, he will show us a way of escape so that we would be able to bear whatever it is that we're going through. But when people get off the path, they're in darkness. And they fall deeper and deeper and deeper in darkness. A lot of people in the world, when they go through situations, and this is what I don't understand, but then again, I'm not the smartest person in the world. You know, when they start going through things in life, the first thing that they do is they stop coming to church to hear the word that gives them strength. I mean, I don't understand that. Now, I've experienced a lot of things in life, but that's one thing that I've never experienced. I mean, that's the time we need Jesus. Jesus said, come to me and I will give you rest. But instead of people coming to Jesus to get rest, they'd rather go out there somewhere in stress. And that's exactly what Satan wants to happen. Are y'all still with me? Are y'all all right this morning? Pastor, you fussing? No, I'm not fussing. I'm just trying to help us because the word is for me also. We have to stay on the path. Are y'all still with me? We can't go right. We can't go left. We have to stay on the path. Jesus says, deny self and follow me. He said, if you don't follow me, you will lose your life. That's what he says. See? I have to be diligent in this Christian walk. And listen, diligence starts in my heart. Because the heart played a part in my salvation. The Bible says in Romans, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. So my heart plays a part. So I need to keep my heart right. Because if I don't keep my heart right, then I'm going to veer to the left, veer to the right, because I'm going to think that there is an easier way to get to the finish line. And listen, when Jesus come back, and we're going to say, well, Jesus, you know, I did this in your name, and I did that in your name, and I did this in your name, and he going to say, I never knew you. Now, he won't say it to a Christian, because if he said, I never knew you to a Christian, then, you know, he'll be lying. The Bible says, God can't lie, because if you accepted Jesus, he know you. But we're going to be trying to convince him Jesus, I know I'm going back with you because once again, self. How many know self is all about I? God's not dumb. He knows who's on the path. He knows veer to the left. He knows veer to the right. I have to make sure my heart lines up with the word. But my heart plays a part in this thing. My heart plays a part in whether or not I'm on the right path or not. Amen? Go to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs 4. A lot of people are losing in life. They're in a dog zone because they're on the wrong path. And Christians don't want to witness to those people because I don't want them to think I'm better than they are. No. You've been set apart and they haven't. So you need to let them know. They need to be able to see the Jesus in us. Not the church. The Jesus. Because Satan comes to church every Sunday. Every Sunday. Why do you and I think that there's so much mess in churches? You think it's the Christian people? Oh, because they bring Satan with them. See, you know what? I thank God for Word of Knowledge Ministries. Because I can tell you this. Drama don't stay in here. I mean, I'm not bragging on this ministry, but I can tell you, since Pastor Ron has been the pastor, and I've been the pastor since day one, drama don't stay in here. Because when we detect drama, we don't show drama the back door, we show drama the front door. Because, see, people do not come to church to deal with drama. They come to get away from drama. This is what, 2020, 22? We've been pastoring in Killeen for 12 years. Yeah, 12 years, somewhere in that area. And in this ministry, I only had to show drama the front door two times. Pastor Ron, you mean tell me you put somebody out, you put people out of the church? Yeah, I put drama out. Because see, if we don't put drama out, drama might run you out. You know, and I know I'm gonna get back to Proverbs. You know, when God called me to the ministry many years ago, you know, I just asked God. You know who was it that asked God? You know, God said, you know, was it Saul? He said, you didn't ask for, who was that? He said, you didn't ask for yourself, and because you asked for the people, I'm going to give you Solomon, yeah, to rule the people, yeah. He said, since you didn't ask for yourself, Solomon, I'm going to bless you with what you asked for, and then I'm going to give you more. Are y'all familiar with it or not? We'll do the lesson one day. You know, when God called me, I said, Lord, this is what I asked him. I'm sure I asked him for a lot of things, but main thing I asked him, I said, God, I just prayed. I didn't ask him. I just gave him my request. I pray that you would just send people to Word of Knowledge Ministries who really want to learn your principles, who really want to learn your ways. Send those people to Word of Knowledge Ministries. And he has answered my prayer. Because there's no room in the church for drama. There's no room. It just messes things up. So Satan comes every Sunday, not here. Because he knows he has a rowdy, spirit-filled pastor up in here, and he was running right outside the front door. Are y'all still with me? Pastor Ron, you think y'all in? No, I don't think I'm all that. But I think I'm a representative of our Lord and Jesus Christ. I think I'm the under-shepherd of this church, and we're not going to let no mess come up in here. I'm just telling you. Do you realize how many churches close down because people let mess get up in there? I'm telling you, there was stay with me, amen. Somebody need to hear this. There was a local pastor here in Killeen who had a church downtown, and he closed the door. And he told me, he said the reason why his church closed, because people started coming in there trying to take over, and he did not stop them, and all his members left. I'm telling you the truth. The man told me that to my face. Are y'all still with me? That's why we have to follow Jesus. Looking for drama? He didn't go out the back. He went out the front because Pastor Ron put him out. Amen. Where did I tell you to go? Proverbs 4. Pastor Ron, you weren't talking so much, you wouldn't know. Where do I want to start? Verse 23. The Bible says here, it says, keep thy heart. Do you all see that? With all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. Then verse 25 says, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look what? Straight before thee. Look what? Straight. Don't veer to the left or to the right. Look straight. Stay on the path. But the eyelids look straight. And then the Bible says here, it says, amen, ponder the path of thy what? Feet. I think NIV says give careful thought to the path of your feet. Because how many know the path to your feet? Your feet can lead you on the wrong path, the world's path. Ponder their path, the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from what? Evil. How many of you know when we are on the self path? In other words, when we deny Jesus and lift up ourselves or follow self, we are on the path of evil. And we cannot receive the blessings that God has for us when we're on the path of evil. Why? Because we're in a dark place. Now, we can call on him to deliver us, and he will. But once again, a lot of people, once they get that little touch of darkness, they continue to go deeper and deeper in it. Why? Because they think the world's way is better than God's way. See, a lot of people don't believe Jesus is coming back. They don't believe him. I'm talking about Christians. They don't believe it. We have Christians who are saved, and they're still wondering if God is real. But you ask, oh, yeah, I'm saved. Well, if God's not real, who saved you? Well, a lot of people say, well, at the end, we're Christians. Well, at the end, we'll really find out if all this is real. Christians, who did you accept, the Lord and Savior? You know, when they want to do something that they want to do, they always say, well, God told me to do this. And then they wonder if he's the God. He's there. Well, are you lying on God? I mean, whenever people want to do things, you know, the Lord told me to do it. Because they want to do it. The Lord told me to do this. I remember this, y'all know, amen. This female told me years ago. I didn't know her that well. She just used to talk a lot. And she was married. And she told me that God told me that he wanted me to marry that guy over there. I mean, people are really something. I'm like, well, the Lord told me that he want me to marry. God's not going to tell you to marry somebody if you're already married. called self. Not God. But whenever somebody want to do something that they really want to do, listen, that's the only time they know God's voice. When they want to do something. The Lord told me to do it. No, you want to do it. Just say you want to do it. But normally, they will say it around other Christians to make the other Christian think that God's talking to me, but he's not talking to you. Being deceived by their own selves. That's why Jesus said, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Are y'all still with me? We have to stay on the right path. And it starts in the heart. You know, we know about Joshua. God told Joshua, just go to Joshua chapter 1. When he took over from Moses. Joshua chapter 1. We need to make a decision. Who are we going to follow? Self or Jesus? John chapter 1. Joshua, thank you. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua 1. Amen, amen, amen. Y'all still with me? Joshua took over from Moses to lead the people to the promised land. We all know that. Many of us probably know that. If not, then that's what Joshua did. He followed Moses. He followed Moses, and when it was his time to step up, he stepped up. He didn't try to push Moses all the way. Moses, I can lead these people better than you can. No. You know how some people do it in the church? They want, I can do it better than you. Let me push you to the side. No. Wait your turn. Everybody want a pastor because they think it's easy. It's fun. I love it. Because it makes me have to get into the word. They see you up here on Sunday, not just here, anywhere. Well, I could do that. And then they go tell people God called them to the ministry. I lived in the right other bondage. I'm sure, you know, he pastored for many, many, many years. Humble. Some of you all probably didn't even know he used to pastor. Humble. He and his wife, they pastored for years. Probably longer than I've been a pastor. But he's humble. He never walked around talking about, I'm the pastor. I used to pastor. I can leave it the pastor. No. Wait your turn. Are y'all still with me? So Joshua waited his turn. He followed Moses. He saw a lot of things that Moses did. You know, the Bible didn't even talk that much about him. Because it wasn't his turn yet. But now it's his turn. God said, hey, listen, I want you to lead the people to the promised land now. And look at what God told him. Amen. I know this is going to be familiar to you, but I'm going to break it down a little bit for you. Look at what God told Joshua. He said here, verse 5. Let's start with verse 7. He says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. And look what he told him. He said, once again, be strong so that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. He said, Joshua, the only way that you're going to be able to do what Moses commanded you or what the law commands you to do is that you have to be strong and very courageous. That's the only way you can do it. And then he says here, he said, turn not from it to the what? Right. Turn not from what? The law. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the what? Left. So that thou may prosper whithersoever thou goest. He says, if you want to prosper wherever you go, going in, going out, in the city, in the field, if you want to prosper, Joshua, you can't turn to the left or to the right. You must follow the word. You can't turn now if you want to prosper. But if you don't want to prosper, go left and go right. And a lot of Christians, they do that. They go left and right. And then they're crying about, hey, now I'm not being blessed. I can't do this. I can't do that. The word says, God, you said your word says this. What happened? God's word is true, but they went the wrong way. They thought they was going to McDonald's. They ended up at Burger King because they went the wrong way. They got on the wrong path. Are you all still with me? And then he says, here, he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy what? Mouth. What is he telling Joshua here? He's telling him that you need to continue to speak the word. You need to continue to speak the word. Because when you speak the word, you hear the word. And when you hear the word, faith comes, even if it's coming from the word that you speak. Okay? And then he tells him, he says, but thou shalt meditate on the word or the law day and night. Do y'all see that? Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, so that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous if you meditate in the word day and what? Night. If you meditate in the word day and night. Some Christians, because they have joined the world's activities, they don't even pick up the Bible for 2 weeks. Unless they come to church on Sunday and they grab it then, and in many cases they can't even find it. Where's the Bible? Where's the Bible? It's in your car. But the Bible, God told Joshua how to be able to prosper. He says, meditate in the word day and night. But Christians get away from that. Why? Because they want to be out in the world. They don't have time for the Bible. They don't have time to pray. They don't have time to fast. They don't have time to give God some time. They want to do things their way instead of God's way. But yes, they want God to bless them. Yes, they want to receive all the benefits of God that require conditions. They don't want to follow the conditions or do what the word says. They just want to receive. And a lot of people are struggling right now. Why? Because they're not spending time in the roadmap, because the roadmap will keep us on the path to follow Jesus. He says, meditate day and night, and when you do that, he said, thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. What does all mean? That reminds me when Jesus Christ was being tempted in the wilderness. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. See, people are not meditating, so they don't know what all the word says to do. They're living by bread alone. They're only doing what they want. They're only eating what they want to eat, and they're leaving the rest of it out. In other words, they find themselves on the wrong path. And that's why Christians are struggling. Christians should never struggle. You know, when I was young, I remember we used to sing a song, my father's rich in houses and land. He holds the world in the palm of his hand. Rubies and diamonds. I forgot the rest of it. I'm a child of the king wherever I go. Karen, you remember that song, Karen? Not that one. Amen, amen, amen. Well, she started small when I was singing this, so I was like, Christians, we have to stay on the right path to Jesus. We can't go from to the left or to the right. And the only way to follow Jesus, we have to follow the word. We have to stay in the word. Some Christians say, yeah, I got enough of the word, so I cannot show up for 3 months. You can't do that. The Bible says that God never sleeps nor slumbers. How many of you know Satan never sleeps in those slumbers? He tried to catch us at our weakest point. But the word keeps us strong. Once again, still in Joshua. See, this is called meditating. I could have just read that and dreamed and been going to something else. No, you have to take time sometimes to meditate on what the word says. He says, thou shalt meditate therein day and night. King James says that. I like to put the word so in there, so it'll flow better. So that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Then they should do it. Well, the reason for that is when we spend time in the word always leads us to the path of righteousness. In other words, we are always on the path that's lit up. Why? Because the word is lit up. Once again, Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and Jesus is the word made flesh. You've heard me say many times, there's the spoken word, which is coming across to you right now, the written word, which is the word of God, and the word made flesh. And the word always produces light. Always produces light. And once again, when I stay on the path, you know, of righteousness, when I follow Jesus, that path is always lit up. Always lit up. I'm not going to get to it today, but next week I'm going to show you a person in the Bible who started on the right path, and then they veered to the left. Remind me of that song, to the left, no, 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 you don't want to go to the left, you want to stay on the right path. Don't act like y'all hear that music, I know, amen. You be driving in the street of Killeen, you know, want somebody to think you're doing praise and worship. Amen. Are y'all still with me? He said, then that shall have good success. And a lot of people are not having good success. Why? Because they have gotten off of the path that Jesus is trying to get us on. It's always light there. Are y'all still with me? I'm going to show you one more scripture, and I'm going to be done for the day. Part two next week. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Amen. I want you to go to the 119th Psalm. 119th Psalm. The Christian life is the life should be a life of victory, not defeat. And once again, as I said earlier, a lot of times we start off on the right path, but then we start to veer to the left or to the right. We have to follow Jesus. The Bible says it's those who continue in the word that would know the truth. And the truth that we know by continuing in the word is what makes us free. People say, well, the truth shall make you free. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. You got to know what truth you're talking about. I mean, the lights are on. That's the truth. But the lights don't make me free. I'm free when I continue in the word. A lot of people don't continue in the word. Most time people don't know where it's at. Christians. Christians, we have to spend time in the word. This is light. This is the roadmap to following Jesus. I cannot put the world things before God. 119, are you all there? Look at what the Bible says. So I want to start with verse 101. Yeah, that's way over there, hey, isn't it? 101. I'm going to be done. This is David. He says here, verse number 101. He says, I have refrained my feet. There it is again. Careful where you go. I have refrained my feet from every evil way so that I might keep thy what? Words. I don't get control of my feet. Remind me of another song. Feet don't fail me now. Y'all remember that song? Amen. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Y'all know honey is sweet, but it's not sweeter than the word. Through thy precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Look at 105. Thy word is a what? Lamp unto my what? Feet. And a what? Light unto my path. I told you, the path of Jesus is always lit up. Always lit up. Why? Because Jesus is the light of the world. And as long as I stay on the path that Jesus Christ put me on, or want me to be on, I will always be able to see what's coming for me before it comes. I will always be able to see where I'm going. I will always be able to see. But when I started on the path of Jesus, and then I started looking to the left, I'm going to end up going to the left, and now I'm out off of the path, and Satan is waiting there to tear me apart, physically, spiritually, and mentally. And I can't blame God. I can only blame myself. Why? Because I let self lead me on the wrong path. In other words, I denied Jesus, and I lifted up self, and does this not work as a Christian? For someone who have not accepted Jesus, they have no choice. But for a Christian, we should not let anything in the world distract us from, number one, praying to God, number two, meditating on the word, number three, fasting, at least sometimes, number four, nothing should be able to keep us from the word of God. As a matter of fact, Christians should be breaking down the door on Sunday morning, not just in here, but I mean all churches should be breaking down the doors to get into the building to hear the word of God. You know, I'm going to close with this. You know, we all, you know, like entertainers and singers and stuff like that. And we, you know, and we lift people up. We put them on a pedestal. Just because they probably made two or three records or two or three albums. You know, used to be albums. Ain't no albums no more. Amen. Two or three, you know, music. They're number one on the charts, or number 15. And we find out they come into Killeen. And everybody press the door in to get in there to see that person. Why can't it be like that with church on Sunday morning? See, we got it twisted. Man did not die for the sin of the world. Jesus did. Jesus did. Go ahead and stand to your feet. Jesus did. We need to change our thought process. Have to change our thought process. We have to be hungry for the word of God. Because don't you know that the word is the only thing that Satan is afraid of? It's the only thing. He's not afraid of you. He's not afraid of me. But he's afraid of the word. And that's the reason why Jesus, when he was tempted in the wilderness, I don't think Jesus did, we just spoke the word. He said, it is written this, it is written that, it is written this, it is written that. But how many of you know we can't say it's written if we've never read it or we've never heard it? Jesus says, if anyone wants to come to him, he said, deny yourselves and follow me. The only way that we can follow Jesus is in the word. We can't go to the left, to the right, a shortcut. It won't work. We gotta stay on the path. And even though sometimes we're walking on the path and the wind starts blowing and it blows us and shakes us a little bit, we have to hold our peace. After we bend ourselves back up, continue to stay on the path. Amen. I know that may not have been an ice cream message today, but it's time for Christians to get ourselves together. There are too many people out there who are not saved. We have other Christians, brothers and sisters, they are lost out there, still out there since COVID-19. And if we can come to the place, they should be here also. Sometimes people need to be encouraged. We can't talk about people. We can't put them down. We have to encourage people in the Word. Every church in Killeen right now should be filled. Overflow. Because there's a lot of Christians in this city. A lot of people have feared. And they're still asking God for things. They want God to do what they don't want to do. And they're missing out on a lot of God's blessings. Every eye closed.